The new report was put together by Optum, the company that's taking over for CGI to develop the exchange, and it doesn't paint a pretty picture. It says the state failed to take ownership over the project. So when CGI was putting out low-quality work, it wasn't being held accountable by the state. But for Vermonters who have been following the situation closely, these aren't surprising revelations. While CGI missed deadlines and sometimes altogether failed to deliver on promises, Health Access Commissioner Mark Larson says one thing they did well was to build the technological foundation for a solid final product. What Larson wants people to know is that Optum has the exchange on the right track.
We realize that there's more work left to do, but it's a foundation that supports Vermont Health Connect today and is a foundation that we can build on moving forward.
But the timeline for the final product has been muddled by the transition from CGI to Optum and by the looming open enrollment period. That's the time of year, from November to February, when people renew their policies or buy new ones. Lawrence Miller, who directs the state's healthcare reform efforts, says that between the handoff from CGI to Optum and the open enrollment period, no major improvements are coming to Vermont Health Connect before February.
We're going to follow good practice going into something like an open enrollment period and freeze code where we are, right? So I don't anticipate that we're going to be looking at major developments for that period.
So that means the state won't be able to fix the change of circumstance issue that's been plaguing the exchange this summer. The problem is preventing customers from being able to update their policy when something in life changes, such as a different income, new address, divorce, or marriage. For months, anyone trying to make such changes to their policy has been unable to do so, and it's caused some serious headaches for both the state and those customers. But that doesn't mean the state isn't making progress in helping customers who have a change in circumstance. Optum Vice President Laura Groshen says most of those customers have already been helped, with customer service representatives manually updating the policies in their system.
We're about three-fourths done with the change of circumstance backlog, so it's approximately 10,000 of the 13,000.
Groshen says the backlog should be down to normal levels this fall. As for the rest of the report, the state is still developing a technology contract with Optum that determines what the final version of Vermont Health Connect will look like. Miller says the exchange will meet all federal standards, but it might not end up with all the design and automation features the state would like. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.